The next patient is Yolanda Cordero. The last name is Cordero. First name is Yolanda, Yolanda, D like in Delta, A. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic female that is referred by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N, because of the presence of hyponatremia. This patient has several comorbidities that include the presence of nephrolithiasis. The last episode of nephrolithiasis was in 2019. Along with this, has a history of arterial hypertension, atrial fibrillation, that is on chronic anticoagulation, and coronary artery disease. The patient has a positive ANA, and she has been complaining of back pains that are significant, and to the point that she has been in emergency room complaining of the back pain. An injection in different joints. Steroid injection of different joints have been done with some frequency. The anemia is most likely associated to the syndrome of inappropriate ADH. The patient has been taking clonazepam, among other medications, and unfortunately, we don't have any urinary workup as to come to the conclusion that the patient has findings to confirm the diagnosis. The recommendation that is given is that she has to avoid the excessive drinking of fluids that she refers to, and also the regular intake of sodium. The fluid restriction is going to be 40 ounces in 24 hours. Period. It is important to notice that during the last months, the sodium has been under control. The patient doesn't have any evidence of kidney disease. However, we are going to order the ultrasound of the kidneys and the urine for protein and creatinine, as well as electrolytes. Following number, the patient has esophageal reflux disease. And the patient has been taking famotidine, 20 milligrams once a day. Following number, the patient has a positive ANA that could represent the inflammatory status that she always complains about, period. In reference to the diffuse inflammation, the patient was recommended to go into a plant-based diet. In order to avoid inflammation. following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis, the urinary, the renal ultrasound has been ordered in order to demonstrate the activity of the disease. Following number, arterial hypertension, the patient has been taking amlodipine in combination with lisinopril. The blood pressure is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Nguyen. Following number, overweight, the patient has a BMI of 34. The recommendation of plant-based diet, the fluid restriction, is going to help her to lose weight. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We follow the case with you.